Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How Do Rodent Problems Compare to Other Common Pests in Seattle? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that Seattle ranks in the top 10 cities nationwide for rat problems. Get this, your home has a 1 in 3 chance of becoming an unwanted rodent bed and breakfast this year. But there's a solution most folks are missing, and we'll get to that in a minute. Let's talk about how our rodent friends stack up against other Seattle pests. It's not even close, folks. Rats and mice make up a whopping 40% of all pest complaints in the Emerald City. While ants might raid your picnic and spiders might decorate your porch with webs, rodents are causing 3 times more property damage than these other critters combined. And here's the kicker. Unlike those seasonal tourists like wasps and carpenter ants, our rodent neighbors never take a vacation. They're working year-round to make themselves at home in yours. Speaking of home invasions, let me share the 3 sneaky entry points most homeowners completely miss. First up, those tiny gaps along your roofline. If you can fit a quarter through it, a rat can squeeze right in. Then there's those foundation cracks near your utilities. They're basically rolling out the red carpet. And those tree branches touching your house, they're nature's highways right into your attic. Now, let's talk money, because that's what really gets people's attention. The average repair bill from rodent damage, about $2,500. But here's the crazy part. Spending less than $500 on prevention could save you from that headache entirely. It's like changing your oil versus replacing your engine. A little prevention goes a long way. Just last month, I worked with a family up on Queen Anne Hill who learned this the hard way. They ignored those late-night scratching sounds, thinking it was just the house settling. Fast forward 3 months, and they're looking at $7,000 in electrical repairs because our furry friends turned their wiring into an all-you-can-eat buffet. We fixed it with some basic exclusion work, but man, what a costly lesson. Here's what you need to do right now. Get a professional inspection scheduled this week. Focus on those 3 trouble spots we talked about. Roofline, foundation, and those tree branches. Most companies will do a free assessment, and it takes less time than watching your favorite sitcom. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.